This special edition in-depth program, The Kids Are Back, Back to School, is brought to you in part by the City of Pella, Precision Pulley and Idler, Two Rivers Cooperative, Central College, Pella Corporation, and Dr. Kurt Vanderplu. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Culver's of Pella, Midwest One Insurance Services, Merle Norman, Don's Heating and Cooling, Verduft Agency, and Boats Home Furnishings. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
The kids are back. Back to school. What do we need to know to help keep them safe? In the first part of a five-part special in-depth program, let's go in-depth with Lieutenant Paul Hazy with the Pella Police Department. Well, Lieutenant Hazy, it's hard to believe, but it's time for school to start again.
Yes, the summer went by very quickly.
Very quickly.
Yes.
And pretty soon the kids are going to be out. They're going to go on some schools the day this airs. Some schools are back in session. Our whole world changes then when the kids are back in school, doesn't it?
It does. There's a lot more pedestrian traffic around the schools, a lot more vehicles out on the road earlier in the morning, traveling, taking children to school. The buses are en route to the school, a lot of kids out and about at the different bus stops, a lot of activity out on the roadways in the morning hours.
Mm-hmm. Not so bad in the afternoon.
And in the afternoon. The morning hours, it's very congested in that time frame, and also after school time, very congested in that that after 3:20, 3:15 time frame until about 4:00, we see a lot of additional traffic on the roadway. And in the morning, it's a little more spread out, really from 7 a.m. until school starts there around 8:15, 8:20. During those times, it's just a lot of extra traffic on the roads.
Now, you know, a few years ago, you and I did a ride-along right as school was starting, and I remember seeing something that was pretty scary.
What was that, the accident?
We saw an accident.
We saw an accident, yes.
But one of the scarier things or frightening things to me was all the angry looks on the parents' faces and their white knuckles on the steering wheel. I mean, it was just like they're in a hurry and they're frustrated and mad. Some of them, not everybody,
yes.
Right?
Sometimes, yes. Especially with the start of the school year, it's... parents, new routines for the kids as well, getting up earlier in the mornings. And so it can be a stressful time for everybody. So really our message as the police department is just slow it down, take some deep breaths, and you'll get through the traffic. We're a city like anywhere else that there is traffic, but we're not that busy the roads aren't that busy that you can't just take a few extra minutes, slow down just a little bit, keep an eye out for the kids crossing in those crosswalks, crossing at those intersections, and just slow down and keep an eye out for everybody else.
Well, yeah, and that accident happened that morning, and that's one of the little things you have to really pay attention.
Absolutely. There's accidents occur regularly during that time frame, and I think a lot of it is people not paying attention to what they're doing, preoccupied with a cell phone, preoccupied with a kid in the back seat, whatever it may be. But just we really want to stress that just pay attention to what you're doing, slow down a little bit, just be aware of the things that are happening around you, not just inside of your car, and hopefully everybody will be able to travel safely to and from school.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program, The Kids Are Back, Back to School, is brought to you in part by McGriff's Farm and Home of New Sharon, Pella Precast Products, Skirring and Utermarkt, Van Haften Plumbing and Heating, Pella Regional Health Center, and Twyla Wilson, Director of Sales, Shackley Marketing. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Celebrate Community Church, Twin Cedar Schools, Marion County Auto Body, Creative Landscaping, Medicap Pharmacy, and Dan's Plumbing and Heating.
I continued my conversation with Lieutenant Paul Hazy with the Pella Police Department.
Well, and there's more issues related to the safety of our kids than just, you know, traffic around the opening and closing of the school day. What are some of the things parents need to, you know, to think about in ensuring their children's safety?
Oh, absolutely. Over the last few years, there's a lot of different areas that we could go with that, but yeah, over the last few years, we've had a major rollout of electronic devices, of iPads and laptops to students. Along with that comes a big gamut of use of the internet, of solicitation on via the internet to people that may not be ready for that, absolutely not, and just people that may not be experienced or have been educated and told you have to be on the lookout for things of that nature. The online solicitation, going into chat rooms or social media sites where that occurs, you know. So we just really stress to parents to have that conversation with your kids, especially if they're new to received a new laptop, received a new iPad or tablet, something that they can connect to the internet on. Have that conversation with them, warn them of the dangers of meeting people online and meeting up with people that they've met online, things of that nature. And that's really not a start of the school year issue, but it's any time of the year that can be an issue, and certainly as school starts and they get back into using some of those devices, it's something to be aware of and keep an eye on with your kids.
And this just isn't some abstract big city thing either. This has happened. These solicitations have happened in Pella and in other places in the county, haven't they?
Absolutely. They have happened here in Pella. They have, in Knoxville, Marion County, countywide. It's just not a big city. It can happen here in Pella, and it has happened here in Pella. So we really just want to stress, have that conversation with your kids. Know what your kids are doing online. Know what their activity is. It's... I think the old saying used to go, know your kids' friends and know who they're meeting with, know who they're going to be out with, and I think that's important. But I think it's just as important to know who they are, who they're communicating with online, where they're going online, what they're doing online.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program, The Kids Are Back, Back to School, is brought to you in part by Cushman Construction, Iowa State Savings Bank, Knoxville Hy-Vee, Kevin Wadley CPA, Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, and the Marion County Fair Association. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Iowa State Investment Representative Joe Cunningham, the Pleasantville Clinic, Knoxville Raceway, E.J. McKeever Clinic in Melcher, Knoxville Chamber of Commerce, and Motor and Auto Group of Knoxville. Enjoy the program.
I continued my conversation with Lieutenant Paul Hazy with the Pella Police Department.
And there's ways for parents to limit access and to monitor, right?
Absolutely. Through you can buy child safe software that will limit where they can go online and what they can do with that, and also just checking that history and and just being aware of allowing them to use that computer, and maybe it's in a public place, or just limiting public places in within the house where you can see what they're doing, and then just taking the initiative and actually monitoring what they're doing and where they're going.
All right, and that's 24/7, 365 job, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I kids, adults, everyone. It's very rare that they don't have some sort of electronic device on them 24 hours a day, and I don't think that's just kids or adults or whatever it may be. We really just want to make sure that parents know the vulnerabilities of their kids and what issues and dangers can be out there, and that they're just keeping track of what their kids are doing and monitoring that.
Drug use has been a problem for a long time, and it's not just this generation. I mean, it's been, I don't know, for a long time. I don't want to put a beginning date on it. But there's things that happen in schools and outside of schools where the kids are brought in, or other kids attempt to bring them into the drug subculture. How do we stop that if we're not there when this is happening during recess and you hear about younger and younger kids all the time getting into drug and alcohol culture? Any advice for parents with that?
Yeah, I think communication with your kids. I think that that's drugs or just doing the wrong thing or getting into criminal mischief or just breaking the law in general. I think drugs and alcohol, that goes hand in hand. Communicate with your kids, talk to them, know who their friends are, know where they're going, know what they're doing. I see and I don't believe this is anything new, but I see it as a lot of parents want to be friends with their kids, and I think some of that just really starts with just being that parent, being that adult in that situation, and letting them know that this isn't right, and letting them know that they can say no to alcohol, they can say no to drugs, and just paying attention to what they are doing. That if you see that first sign of maybe they're hiding things from you, or sneaking out at night, or sneaking around, just being aware of that is occurring, and catching it on the front end before it becomes a major issue, but before they fall completely off and you know, become addicted to drugs, addicted to alcohol, things of that nature. If you can get out ahead of that through that communication, through knowing what they're doing, that'll go a long way in hopefully preventing them from continuing to use it if they already have, or keeping them from beginning to use it.
Well, love and trust goes a long ways.
I think so. We see it a lot here at being in law enforcement. You see it a lot with parents and families and kids of that parents that are involved in what their kids are doing have a less likelihood to become having to deal with the police. And I think that parents that monitor what their kids are doing, I can't say that it'll never happen, but it certainly limits the chances of them using drugs, using alcohol, or committing other crimes.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Lieutenant Paul Hazy with the Pella Police Department. You know, there's so many people with the answers to all of this. I mean, and, you know, especially older people that say, well, you know, I was more afraid of my dad than mom, maybe, of the school system or of the police, and that good, healthy dose of fear kept a whole lot of people down the straight and narrow. And there are people that, you know, that just say it, you know, that sort of say that's the way the world's got to work. But it really isn't that simple either, is it?
I don't think there is a simple answer. I don't think it is a simple solution to the world's problems, to juvenile delinquency, I guess. I don't think there is a simple answer, but I think that it that parents that care about what their kids are doing, parents that are concerned for the well-being of their children, or concerned for the for what their the activities that their children are involved in, whether it's sports and the good things out there, or it's going sports and academics and things like that that the parents monitor, or it's the misbehavior, the bad things. I think the parents that are out there watching what their kids are doing, investing themselves in what their kids are doing, have a tendency to have less issues going down the road.
Well, and sometimes it takes more than just the parents, too. I mean, correct me if you disagree, but sometimes it takes all of us. If a kid's doing something wrong and it's the neighbor's kids, it's a relative's kids. I mean, on a playground recently, some kids were abusing the equipment. I didn't hesitate to tell them to knock it off, and I didn't feel bad about that at all. Are we supposed to do that, or was I going too far?
No, as they say, it takes a village. Sometimes I think it does take whether it's grandparents, other parents, other people in the community. We have a great community here in Pella. We have a wonderful community really here in Pella, and I think that is really the testament to people being involved in the raising of children. The parents are involved, the church is involved, the rest of the community is involved. We have a great schools here in Pella, and I think that you know, the great schools goes back to there's a lot of great parents here in this community, and a lot of great kids for that matter also. And so I think all of those go hand in hand. We're certainly not naive that there are to the problems that that do occur here. There's drug abuse, there's drug use, there's alcohol abuse, there's alcohol use, whether it's by juveniles and or by adults. But it really does. It takes a community, and we have a good one here, and I think that really that really helps things along and helps make a great community is people that are involved in things and people that are aware of what's going on around them.
Thanks to Lieutenant Paul Hazy for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.